This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase is on the 19th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress and its allies are trying to use constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Mr. Modi said a false narrative has been created by opposition parties to mislead people that BJP will change the constitution. He assured that no one can change the constitution. Later, the Prime Minister also addressed another rally at Purnia. In a related development, BJP today released another list of candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls, assembly polls in Odisha, and by-election for Telangana and Uttar Pradesh assembly. The party declared names of 21 candidates for Odisha assembly elections and list of 7 candidates for Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party has announced a list of 4 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls in Punjab. In another development, Bahujan Samaj Party BSP has announced the name of 11 more candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the analysis of data and implementations of evidence-based development programs have helped the government to accelerate the economic upliftment of the people. She said that it is the duty of the young IES officers to enhance their work efficiency through new ideas, methods and techniques. President Murmu said this while addressing a group of probationers of Indian Economic Service at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The President said that economic growth is an important component in the development of the country. The Supreme Court has fixed 23rd of this month as the next date of hearing of contempt case against Patanjali Ayurved in connection with the misleading advertisements of the company's medicinal products. The petition against Patanjali Ayurved has been filed by the Indian Medical Association. Earlier, while hearing the case on the 10th of this month, the Apex Court had dismissed an unconditional apology by Yog Guru Ramdev and Acharya Balkrishna. Union Public Service Commission has announced the final result of Civil Services Examination 2023. Aditya Srivastav has topped the exam. Animesh Pradhan got the second and Donuru Ananya Reddy third rank. A total 1,016 candidates have been recommended for appointment by the Commission. The Health Minister has urged people to stop the spread of misinformation on his recent move to link Central Government Health Scheme CGHS records to Aadhaar number. The Ministry said the move is aimed to present the patients and CGHS beneficiary their medical records on the mobile phones. It emphasized that the linking records will prevent hospitals from holding on to medical records, which waste money and time. The ministry also reiterated that the government has no ulterior motive to hide. It quashed the allegations of government using Aadhaar to track people's money and said that Aadhaar is not linked to any monetary or fiscal scheme of the government. International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has expressed concern over the possibility of Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facilities. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi has appealed for extreme restraint. He informed that Iran has temporarily closed its nuclear facilities over security considerations in the wake of its massive missile and drone attack on Israel over the weekend. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours yesterday to decide on the course of response to Iran's attack. The government has made no announcements on any decisions so far. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast a fresh spell of rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest India from the 18th to the 21st of April. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.